Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amid Beis by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, we've been speaking about Kinuyim, we've been speaking about Yados, and we have a couple more blot here to the first parak of Maseches Nedarim. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer Lachulin, Sha'ochelacha. If someone says, Lachulin, so let's read that with a patach. Lachulin, Sha'ochelacha. What does that mean? Lachulin, so we'll see. The Mefarshim explained it means not chulin, la chulin, as if lo chulin. It shouldn't be chulin she'ochelecha, that I'm going to eat. So if it's not chulin, what is it? It's kachim. So implicitly, one is saying that it should be like a karban, what I eat of yours. La chulin, karban, she'ochelecha. Or lo kasher, it shouldn't be kasher, velo dachi, or it shouldn't be pure, it shouldn't be tahor. Tahor, the Rishonim explained, there shouldn't be a low before that too. Right? It shouldn't be all of these items. That is category number one. We'll see the Ron explains. There are three categories of Lashonos that are mentioned in our Mishnah. The first one are these items that inherently are kosher, are good, and I say low, so I say that that means it is usher. Says the Ron, how am I sure that that's what the person meant? Maybe the person just wasn't being so medaktik, he meant licholin, not lochulin. How can I be so sure that that is what he meant? Says the Ron on the bottom of the Amud. V'chi tema, alo aser mishum iser kamar, v'lo mishum neder, v'havi le, you're not sure what he's mentioning, so why do you aser? He answered it in a little different way, but the Ron says what he says throughout this sugya, three words on the top of the next Amud, stam nedarim lahachmir. Stam Nadarim, if you know he's answering something and you just don't know exactly what he means, so we're going to say Lachomra. Because that's what you assume the person is doing here. He's not saying something is mutter that wouldn't be needed. So that is why the Ron says here a number of times throughout this sugya, Stam Nadarim Lahachvir. So that is category number one of Lashonos of the Mishnah. Category two, Vitame Nosar Upigal Asr. Also, if somebody says, looks at an item and says, Tameh, or Usser, without saying anything else, so that itself is Usser as well, because those things are inherently a problem for me, and therefore, comparing the Mutter item to that item creates Isser. This is the first time we're having the concept. We mentioned it back on that base, the concept of hatfasa. That's going to come up a lot in the second parak. By a neder, not only can I say something is usher to me directly, this is like a karban, this is usher, but I can connect it to another item and basically compare, just like that is usher to me, so to this. So if I'm calling something nosar, it's not really nosar, it's not left over. If I'm calling something pigol, a lot of discussions of pigol in Maseches Zvachim and Menachos, pigol where I think that I'm going to do an avoda or eat something out of the proper time, so that item now is an iser kares if I eat it. So if I compare something to that, so it's aser also. That is category number two. The Ran says, if you look on the next Amud, when he goes through each of these categories, even without a comparison letter, even without a comparison word, in the first category where I'm talking about something mutter, I have to have the negative. Lo chulin, lo tahor, lo kasher. To make it usher to me. Number category two is I just say the item, because the item itself is a davar ha'asur, and therefore, or davar hanadar as we would call it, it relates to a carbon which was created by a person, and therefore that itself is usher. We'll read the Ron after, we go through all three categories, but the third category is ki imra. Here we have a ki, we have a like. Like this thing should be to me like a sheep. Ki'imra, like a sheep. How do I know what sheep we're talking about? Well, there are unique, special type of sheep. The Mefarish says, Mashma keves tamidin. Well, what type of sheep would you be talking about if you're not, if you don't specify what you mean? Right? Which type of sheep? So, Mestama, that's what we mean. We mean keves tamidin. Or the Tosfos here says, Inami, maybe it means the sheep of Avram Avinu. Wow. Right, the Akedah. So that's what it means. Ki Imra. But either way, we think Imra means some type of carbon. Ki Dirim, or deer is an area where animals are kept. I compare it to a deer. Ki Eitzim, like the Eitzim, like the wood that is brought on the Ma'aracha in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Ishim, like the fire on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Mizbeach, like the Mizbeach, Ki Heichal, Ki Yerushalayim, like all of these items. What do we think it means? We think it means the items, the karbanos that are brought in the Heichal, the karbanos that are brought in Yerushalayim. That's what we assume that this Lashon means. So all these are good enough words to teach me a neder. Noch nadar be'echon mikol misham shei mizbeach. If I make a neder regarding any of the kalim that are used regarding the mizbeach, the Yerushalmi says, Tosas quotes it like the machta, the shovel, any other item used. Ava bichelo hisker karbon, I raise a neder b'karbon. Even though if I didn't mention karbon, I just mentioned the items used. So that's a good enough of a comparison, and it is usser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. If I leave out the kaf, I just say Yerushalayim, I have an item in front of me and I say Yerushalayim, so that doesn't work without the kaf, lo amar klum, because that is not enough of a connection. We'll see more in the Gemara about what Yerushalayim means. So, just to summarize, the three categories of types of Lashonos that we have in the Mishnah. The Ran says on the next Amud, if you look in the middle of the skinny lines of the Ran, on the top of the next Amud, it's about 15 lines down. Vitana demasnison tlas dine tani. The Tana of our Mishnah has three categories. Dekol hechashu mazkir shame. Shemashma uso leheter. Wherever I mention something that inherently is mutter, right? Chulin or kasher. So, Sarav Sheyaskir, B'tzchiloso Lamid B'patach. I have to say a La, U'mitzar, Dimichla Lava, Tashubayahain. Through the negative, I say the positive. If what I eat from you shouldn't be chulin, so I'm saying it should be a karban. And that is category one, that's how you make it aser. Category two, V'kal Heicha Shemazkir Shem, Shehu Mora Isser, V'shayach B'kachim. If I mention something that is connected to an Isser, and it's Shayach and Karbanos, like Tamei and Pigel Nosar, those items don't really, even something that's Tamei, if it's Chul and Tamei, okay, so what's bad about it? If I'm Tamei, I'm still allowed to eat it. So I think the word Tamei is also referring to a Karban, or Pigel, or Nosar. Ubahani lo Shayach Lamed Psucha B'tchilasa. There you don't need the Lamed. If I say not pigol, la pigol, that's going to ruin it. Ve'obahani nami. And these two, af agav delo omar behu kaf hadimyon mitzuri. Even if I don't have the kaf, I don't compare it, I just call the item tame. I call it pigol, so that is good enough to create for a nether. That is category two. And finally, the third category, the third to last medium line, Vahadr Tani Keimra Kedirim Keitzim, Tahani Kulu, Ein Shmon Mora Al Shem Isser. Sheep, if I just say sheep, if I just say wood, so that's not exactly the same as nose or pigle, so that is why there I need the Kaf HaDimyon. There I need like wood, like sheep, so then that's good enough for it to be a Lashon of a nether. Okay, those are the three categories in our Mishnah. So some suggest there, if you look in the Mefarish, here in category one, we have one word, Lachulin, and the Ran, and the Ritva, and the others explain, it's as if it's a Patach, and it's one word that says Lachulin. Other Rishonim, the Mefarish here says, no, really the first category should be read as two words. There's two words, Lamed Aleph, that's what was said, Lo Chulin. Lo kasher. That's how you read it. Machlokas Rishonim, exactly how to understand the Mishnah. I saw one suggestion of the Achronim. Maybe it has to do with the different pronunciations of the Chachmei Svarad and the Chachmei Ashkenaz. If you look in the Chachmei Svarad here, the Ran and the Ritva and others, so many Svaradim, their Havara, their pronunciation, is what we would call a Kametz and a Patach are the same. Right, they say ah. So that's why it's saying la chulin, that's good enough to say la, that means lo chulin. You don't need the two words, that's what, there's no difference between the pronunciation. Others who have different pronunciations, it's connected to, they try to connect, like the Mefarish, which Mistama was from somewhere in France, in Rashi's world, even though it's not Rashi, so maybe it would be connected to the different pronunciations. That was the suggestion of one of the Achronim. Once we're on the topic of pronunciations, is there a right and a wrong way to say certain things? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, even if there is, if there is a large group of Jews that pronounce it in a certain way, that itself gives it significance. and one doesn't have to and shouldn't change their havara. Rav Moshe says in a tshuva, in Arachayim, Chelek Gimel, Simin Hey, Be'inyin Shinui Hahavaros, Im Yecholon Lashanos Olo. Rav Moshe has a tshuva here in 1969 to a Rav in Milwaukee. Vihine, Bidvar Shinui Havaros Bein Anshe Ashkenaz Ubein Anshe Svarad. Vadai, says Rav Moshe, Ein Lashanos, Mehavara Shel Avoseinu Shayekorin Behavara Zu Alfei Shanim. Don't change it. And not only if you say that there's a machlokes ladina echlekros, ela af im nema kidemistaver, shaleka plug to ladina, ushneim hayikshar ladina. Says Mistama, they're both okay. Where would this come up? It might come up by chalitza, we have to do kriyas aparsha, it might come up by sota, by other cases. He says, Mistama, mashma, shishtei avarot ksherin, shalachain, af shoha isha ena yodas ela havara ashkenazis, orak havara svardis, kshera chalitza, doesn't matter. Which Havara is used. Mikom Makom. But Rav Moshe says, I'll give it to you, that Mistama, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, they only spoke one way. Now, at that point in history, there was only one pronunciation. Lo Mistaver, Sha'avoseinu, Kishahayu Kulam Yachad, Shahaya Ze Achegalu Bechorban Arishon, Hayamadabrin Behavaros Acheros. Until Chorban Bayis Rishon, says Rav Moshe, Mistama, they all spoke one way. They all had the same accent. Whatever it was. He doesn't say which one it was. But he said they all had the same one. And he says, but once Jews went to different countries and were influenced by the way people speak in those countries, were part of those countries, the dialectic in those countries, so that affects the way we speak Lashon HaKodesh also. V'hu muchrach, says Rav Moshe, toha varos mishunos b'miksas ika gamba v'ashkenazes gufa. Even within the world of Ashkenazim, there are different ways to pronounce. It says, Bein b'medino shonos, kemo, havaras anshe lita, havaras anshe Poland, havaras anshe Ungarin, right? All the different places where Ashkenazic Jewry came from. Shekulanu b'nei Ashkenaz, shein lo merklal, shegam mitchilo hayu b'havaras miyuchados. Ela sheyesh is a shibushim b'makam echad, shenaz ha'barov hayamim mitzad havaras anshe medino b'lashonam, shenimshach memeil gam al havaras shalashen ha'kodesh. There was an effect! But that doesn't mean that you're supposed to change it. Mikal makom vaday, you have to say chalitzos kolam adinos ksheirim lekulam af sheyesh shinui gadol bekriyas tevos kacha yase vaod af she vaday rachel echad mehem hu kriya amitis. Even only one of them is kriya amitis, but still they all have valid. They all have validity. Elavade hu mitam dineshav gam havara she eina kefisha dibra avoseinu. Kivan sheish kahal gadol shekorin kena osios vatevos binekuda shemalashen hakodesh bechashivas lashen hakodesh shekshem ledvarim shenerim belashen hakodesh vichulu. That's what he says. This is Rav Moshe lishitaso. Even if there's only one, let's say, historically true way that Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Klal Yisrael, and all the other havarot are affected, but that's okay, says Rav Moshe. They all have halachic validity. Where else does Rav Moshe say this? If you're in a place where everybody speaks one way and you speak another way, I don't know, if it's a place where it is known that this is a melting pot, and there are many places that come, be it in the Galios, right, the melting pot, and being an American in the 20th century, being in Israel in the now. You know, it's known that people immigrate here from all over. So I don't think, all the dialectics have, and all the havarot, all the accents have validity. Where else does Rav Moshe talk about this? In his Akdama to the Igros Moshe. That's where he talks about Elu ve'elu divri elukim chayim. If you remember, we've touched on this many times. And Rav Moshe says there, Rav Moshe talks about two levels of emes. Emes la'amita and emes la'hora'a. Says Rav Moshe, there's one ultimate emes. Ultimate MS that they know in Shemayim. But if I go through the sugya with Yirat Shemayim and with Kovid Rosh, and I come to a different perspective, a different halacha, then what is said in Shemayim, that's also a level of MS. That's what's called MS Lahura'a. Now, even though it's not, the goal is to get the MS Lahura'a to the MS Lamita, but even if it's not, it's still called the level of MS. There are multiple truths, multiple levels of truths in halacha. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also writes this in Parshas Bereishis using his own words. MS Shamaimis and MS Artsis. Right? Same type of concept. But, again, that's the same idea. Rav Moshe says, even if there's an ultimate something, The other levels, the other ones, still have validity in whether it's talking about MS, whether it's talking about accents. So that's an important Ramosha. Again, Chela Gimel, Simin Hey. One other point on the Mishnah here, in the category 3, one of the lashons that Shonas has used is, I compare it to a sheep, to a deer, to wood, to fire. Keishim. I compare it to fire. What does that mean? Says the Shita Mukbesas, there's no me'ila by fire. There's no Isser Daraisa me'ila. If I benefit from the warmth of the fire on the Mizbeach, do I violate the Isser me'ila? Do I have to bring an Asha me'ilos? So ask the Shita Mukbesas, Ein me'ila b'shal heves. So says the Shita, it must be that, as we know, me'ila does apply by a shal heves if it's yeshlo ikker. If there is a coal that is creating the fire. So that's what you have to say. Quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi quotes here, Mairi Bisha Kishal Heves Eish. V'yavagav the Shilhi Beitza Amrin Einen in Vein Moalin. Bisha Yesh Ba Gacheles Mairi. De Moalin. Kidemucha Chasam. You have to say there is a coal on the bottom that is, or else it will be a Darvashayim Bamamish. It has to be a Davar Sheish Pamamish, so it has the coal. If you look at Tosfos here is a different shot. What does it mean, Ki'ishim? HaKarban Atzmo Kamar Ishe Reach Nichawach. The carbon can be called Ishe. It doesn't mean the fire. It means the carbon. Ishe Reach Nichawach Lashem. That's referring to the carbon. We know there is, once we're on the topic of fire, there is a mitzvah daraisa, to have fire on the Mizbeach. There's a mitzvah, asay, and a losa asay. The Sefer HaChinuch says, a mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis, in Parsha Sav, Lahav ir eish al hamizbeach b'chol yom tamid. There's a mitzvah d'araisa to light fire on the mizbeach. Shenemar eish tamid tukar al hamizbeach. Uba pirish al tamid klomar. Lahasim bo eitzim baboker ubein arbayim. There's a mitzvah to add wood. That's how the fire stays. And the Gemara says, Aval pi sho ha'eish yorei min hashamayim. Even though there is a heavenly fire that comes down from heaven, mitzvah lahavi min ahedyot. It's a mitzvah for me to cover that up. There's a miracle. Hashem doesn't need me. The Eish is Yorim min HaShemayim. Still, there's a mitzvah lahavi min ha hedyot. That is the mitzvah d'araisa. And the Chinuch says, even though, al yikshe alecha, 2 points. Number one, even though you don't really need this mitzvah, because there's mitzvahs of karbanos. So if there are mitzvahs of karbanos, then you obviously have to light a fire to do the avodah and burn the karbanos. So you don't really need a separate mitzvah to light fire. It's more of a hechsher mitzvah, says the Chinuch, but no, that's the point. There's a separate mitzvah. It's not just the hechsher mitzvah for karbanos. It is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Ki mitzvah zu b'fnei atzmaim. Ki milvad eish hatzarech l'karban ha'yuborim eish b'mitzvah l'mitzvah zu. That's why on top of the mizbeach there were at least machlokas tanoim, but at least three pyres, three fires. There was the fire that was in the middle, the major one, the tapuach, where the karbanos were burned. There was another fire that they brought coals for the ktores. And there was another fire for the Eish Tamid fire. Eish Tamid, to have the fire that was always there, specifically, l'shem the mitzvah. That's what the poskim quote. The Mishnah says this in Yuma and Daf Mem Gimel, that there were three fires. Shalosh Baruch Shal Eish Ha'yosim and Mizbeach B'chol Yom. Those were the three. But then the Chinuch says, the Shorish of the mitzvah, beautiful, he says, our job is to cover up HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim sometimes. Because we have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu not through Nisim. Says the Chinuch, Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, Yadua HaDavar Beinenu, Ve'etzal Kol HaChamim. It is known amongst us, Ki Nisim Gedolim, Asher Yaso HaKel El Bnei Adam, B'tuvo HaGadol, great Nisim that Hashem does for us, La'olam Yaseim Derech Seiser. He always likes to do them in a hidden fashion. The nirim ha'inyanim na'asim ksas ki'ilu heim b'darchei ha'teva mamish o b'karav l'teva. It makes it appear, Hashem makes it appear, as if things are natural. Teva. Kamo, what's the greatest example of this? Kriyas Yamsuf. What does the Pasukim describe? Vayolech Hashem es hayom beruach kadim azah kol alayla, very strong easterly wind. Vayasem es hayom melech harava. Vayibaku amayim. And you know what happened? The Mitzrayim were tricked. Oh, let's go! One of the most amazing psukim. As it goes, as it splits, they run after the Jews. Because Hashem always likes to cover it up. Because He wants human beings to see Him. Not because it's obvious, but because they see Him. Even if it's not obvious. And therefore, v'amaskilim yavinu, ki inyan seser zeh l'ma'alas ha'adon, V'shiflas hamakabel. Again, many examples of that. Umizeh ha'inyan, this is one of them. Tzivanu lahavir esh b'mizbeach. That's why we have a mitzvah to bring fire. Afapi shesham yored esh min hashamayim. Kedei lahastir hanes. Part of that is to make the nes hidden. Lafi hadome shoha'esh ha'yored es lohaysa nires v'yiridasa. Because as long as we brought fire, so then it wouldn't be visible. There are a couple of times in Tanakh where we know fire came down from Shamayim. The Chinuch quotes three times. There was a fourth time. Good question, why he doesn't quote it. He says, how do we know that fire comes down from Shamayim before we're always bringing the fire, it's all a cover-up? He says, number one, Nadav and Aviyu. Fire came down from Shamayim. Right? Shmini lemiluim. Number two, by Gidon. If you remember the story in Shoftim, in Perek Vav, when Gidon wanted a sign from Hashem, and there was an Esh Min HaShamayim. And Manoach, right? By the Malach, by Manoach, the father of Shimshon. He doesn't say one more. Eliyahu HaNavi, Bahar HaKarmel. That's one of the big famous ones. That's a good question why he doesn't mention that one, even though he mentions the other ones that are in Tanakh. So that's the mitzvah of being Madlik Esh. There is a question in the Achronim, Lumdus-wise. Is the mitzvah to light the fire? Or is a mitzvah, like what the Chinuch just say, how do we fulfill the mitzvah? By bringing wood. By bringing wood, I'm not lighting a fire. I am keeping a fire going. So it could be that the mitzvah is formulated as making sure there is fire. Not actually the maisa hazlaka, but sheyehei haner daluk. Like we quoted a couple of weeks ago, halakas neir Shabbos is both kavod, lighting, and oneg, having them lit. The result. So that is how some explain also the summary shown him, the Rambam, right? The Rambam's lashon is sheyehei esh tamid, that there shall be. There shall be doesn't mean lahadlik. That's a different type of mitzvah. It's lihios. Mitzvahs asay also in Hilchos Tamidin. Lihios esh yekuda ala mizbeach tamid. That it should be lit, that not that you should light it. That's the formulation of some of the Rishonim in terms of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. Hadlakas Ha'esh. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara, Savruha Mai. What do we think? Savruha Mai, what do we think the Pshat of the Mishnah means? Lechulin, lo lechulin lehevi. We interpret that. Either it is two words, or is one long word, as we said. It means lo lechul, right, my lechulin, lo lechulin lehevi. It should not be techulin el karban. We assume when the person says, whatever I eat from you should not be chulin. They're basically saying, what I eat from you should be like a carbon. So mani mas nisan. So who is our Mishnah according to? E Rebbe Meir is like Rebbe Meir. Lesle bichlal avatashomeyahein. Rebbe Meir does not say that you can imply things from the opposite. He does not hold that michlalav from the negative atashomeyahein, you can imply the positive. He doesn't say that. Ditznan, Rebbe Meir says, in a Mishnah in Meseches Kiddushin, Rabbi Meir Omer, called Tznai, She'enu, Kitznai, B'nei Gadu, B'nei Ruvain, Eino Tznai. We know by Tznaim, one of the rules and regulations of Tznaim, Mishpatei Tznaim, is, according to Rabbi Meir, Tznai Kafel. You have to say both. If it rains tomorrow, I will marry you. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I won't marry you. Right? If it rains tomorrow, I'll sell you my car. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, you have to say both. You don't just say one implies the other one. That's your Meir Shita. You don't say it. So therefore, ask the Gemara, so our Mishnah must not be going according to Rabbi Meir. Because what does our Mishnah say? It's not chulin what I eat from you. Okay, so how do you know the other? Only if you imply it. So Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So is it true that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, El Rabbi Yehuda he. Okay, it's Rabbi Yehuda, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. His opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Bar Plugta, who is the one who always argues, the Rush says, with Rabbi Meir. So even though it's not Mefurish in Yonei Tznaim that Rabbi Yehuda argues, but the Gemara is suggesting that Rabbi Yehuda would argue on Rabbi Meir in this regard. Stop there for a minute. There is a question that we could ask. Are we comparing apples and oranges here? Rabbi Chanan, ask Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim, Baba Basra, in Taf Lamed Zayin, asked Reb Chaim. I don't understand what the Gemara is doing here. Hilchas Nedarim and Hilchas Tznaim. Maybe the two have different rules. By in Yoni Tznaim, you make a neder. So maybe that could have a very high standard of what you need. There you'd have to be explicit. There you'd have all the different rules. You have the positive before the negative, and you have both Zeres HaKasuv. Gzeiras Hakazon by Tanaim. Remember, we had in Ksubis the Tosfos that says all Tanaim is a chiddush, that I can make a Tanai. I do something. I get married. Who says that I can make that dependent on something? Why should I be able to do that? That's the chiddush of Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. But maybe ein lecha bo el chidusho. So maybe it should be limited. So Rabbi Chanan says he asked this too. His Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim, he says, V'sha'alti es kvod kadosh moreinu Rabbi Chaim alevi zatzal ve'eshev, and he answered. He answered that it must be the Gemara is assuming that the concept of lav and hain is a universal concept. A universal concept regarding dibur. In halacha, when I say something, can I imply the other way? That's what you have to say. Rabbi Chaim says it's a din of dibur. It's not a din of tnai or neder. It's a din of dibur mefurash. Deplota de michal hain atasha me'alav. Ki im halav nechlal belashana hain. Is the opposite included in your statement? That's the shayla. V'yim kein, kisha omer ahein l'chud, havi ki'ilu omer ahein v'halav. Umemela havi kafu. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. If I say one, the other one's also said. There's nothing about implying. It's that if I say one, I also said the other one. It's considered. It's nechlal in that dibor. V'idach man da amr svir olay, and Rabbi Meir holds no. Da'af sha'anu mevinim gamas ala midvarav. What Rameir is going to say, you don't imply it? Of course you imply it. It's implied. Rameir agrees to that. But that's not good enough where you need dibur mefurash. Mikol makom eino bechlal lashono, v'lo mikri pireish es alav, v'lo havidum yedibnei goda b'nei ruvein. So that's what Reb Chaim says here. If you look in the Einayim LaMishpat, he also says that without quoting this. The idea of, yes, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that on a, it's all a connected in terms of dibur, even though we're comparing nedarim and tsna'im, which you might have said is two very different contexts. You also might say another problem. The Rishonim asked that if you look in Kiddushin, the Gemara says there that Rabbi Meir is mode, that you might not need these tsna'im, the double by isurim. Isn't this isurim? The context of a neder? So all the Rishonim say, maybe it's a net iser sheyesh bo mamon. It has a mamon element too, and that is what determines. That is what the Ranier says, Nadarm nami mamona isbehu, tahainu chefsa de mitzer ale. Right? They all ask, because Remeir agrees in the Gemara Masechah Shavuos Daf Lamed Vav, that by isurim. But he says, the Gemara says there, that if it's any mamon element, then he would still say his shita. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yehuda, that you go by what is implied. So one second, Ema Seifa, but the next line of the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah, remember we had Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha Omer Yerushalayim Lo Amar Klum. If you say Yerushalayim, it's meaningless. What do you mean? That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Umi the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda Hi. If the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda, the Reisha must not be Rabbi Yehuda. Answer, Kul Rabbi Yehuda Hi. Really, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. V'achik Tani. And this is what you should add in a letter. Shet Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Yerushalayim Lo Amar Klum. Right? It's the whole Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, V'chi Amar Ki Yerushalayim Lo Rabbi Yehuda Mi Mitzar. If somebody says, even with a kaf, does it work according to Rabbi Yehuda? V'yotanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Kirushalayim, Lo Amar Klum. Even with a kaf adimyon, it doesn't work. Acha yadur bedavar hakarev b'Yerushalayim. You have to be known there on something that is sacrificed in Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim itself. So kasha within Rabbi Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, kul Rabbi Yehuda v'trei tanai alivad Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, it's a machlokas of the later Tanaim, what Rabbi Yehuda meant. So what is the machlokas? Whether Ki Yerushalayim works or not, right? What else might it be about? Says the Mefaresh, says the Rosh, the Machlokas is, how do we look at Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is a holy city, but does it have, and this is one of the suggestions of the Rishonim, Yerushalayim is a holy city, but as we learned earlier, and we're going to learn at the beginning of the second parak, when I am matfis, when I connect something that I want to make usser with something else, what if I compare it to a pig? This should be usser like pig. So we already said that doesn't work. Because pig, Hashem says, is usser. I didn't create that isser. I have to be matfis bedavar ha-nadur and not with a davar ha-usser. Not with something, I compare it to a carbon, because a carbon I made usser. I can compare it to pigul, nosar, because all those come from carbonos. What about Yerushalayim? Is Yerushalayim considered a davar hanadur or a davar ha'asur? Did Hashem make that inherently kadosh? There's definitely elements of both. But the question is, so what wins? What wins? That is the Ashayla. That's how Tosfos' formulation is. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says right here on the bottom left, he says, what's the Das HaNoder? Daito lahafiz kemoshe Yerushalayim kadosh yoter mikol Eretz Yisrael v'lo davar HaNoder. So you might say, well, Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim, the upkeep of Yerushalayim is supported by Chumas HaLishka. So that's connected. That comes from something that was Hukdash. But on the other end, we know Yerushalayim, Hashem made Kadosh, even before everything, right? The Makam HaMikdash, Ela HaMakam HaSheYivchar. Hashem made that Kadosh. So that could be like a Dover HaHadAsur, not a Dover HaNodur. So it's how you look at Yerushalayim could be how exactly it is formulated. We know Yerushalayim has inherent Kedusha, the Mishnah Maseches Kelim, where the first parak goes through all the different levels of Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, walled cities, and then what's number three? Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the third level of Kedusha, as it goes even further, Har HaBayis, and the Chel, and the Ezra's Nashim, and the Azara, goes all the way, but Yerushalayim has inherent Kedusha, the Mishnah tells us in Kalim. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Drash Moshe, we like to quote this in Parshas Vayeschanan, relating to the idea of living in Yerushalayim. Even if there are no more mitzvos in Yerushalayim besides Maaser Sheni, there's an idea of being in Yerushalayim. Pashut, says Rav Moshe, Shagam mitzvah hi bishvil zeh ladur b'makam ha-kedusha, ad shelo yizdamin lo l'kayim sha mitzvos ha-tuliyos ba'aretz. V'lachein, Gam yesh mitzvah b'Yerushalayim yoser mi b'shar Eretz Yisrael. We have this at the end of Tzubis. Af deleka mitzvahs atzliyas b'Yerushalayim. Lavan mitzvahs debay choma. Shekal adam shkishiyesh lo mechuyav lavo. Nimsa she'etzam hadira eno mevi yeser mitzvos. V'rak mishul kedusha hi mitzvah. V'chulu, and he continues relating to that. But Yerushalayim has inherent kedusha. That's why there's a manda amah here that says, Ki Yerushalayim is not aser, according to Tosfos, because it's a davar ha-aser, not a davar ha-nodur. What's the other day? The other day is that the Yerushalayim is supported and the upkeep is from Shiari HaLishka. Right? It's from the Machsis HaShekel and the other collections that we were Machdish. So it is at root connected to a davar hanadur, and therefore that would be the machlokas. The Ron here says maybe it's just an umdana, what people mean. Do people have in mind the karbanos that are brought in Yerushalayim, or do people have in mind the rocks and the stones of Yerushalayim? It might just be an umdana and not a fundamental machlokas, but different days of in the Rishonim. Keep in mind the machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam Shita, in a number of places where the Rambam says that Yerushalayim is really an expansion of Beis HaMikdash. He says that in halachic context. Sometimes if there's a halacha that only applies to Mikdash, for example, the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, where it talks about blowing shofar on Shabbos in the Mikdash. What does Mikdash there mean? So there are a number of places in Pirush Mishnayos, that's one of them, Maaser Sheni also, where the Rambam says that when the Mishnah says Mikdash, it means Yerushalayim. In all of Yerushalayim. That was the controversy in the mid-1800s, where one of the Gdolim wanted to start blowing shofar in Yerushalayim, right, based on the Rambam, based on a riff, right, and they started all controversy. Can you rely on that? Yerushalayim is Mikdash, is an expansion. So can you do that? That was the discussion and the controversy at that time. Okay, let's continue. Oh, just one other point. The first word on this Amma that we read, Savruha, usually when you have that word in Shas, that's a Havamina. Savruah is usually going to be rejected. We just read the whole Amud, and it's not rejected. So again, the Rav Avraham Nahar here quotes Rashi. We don't have this Rashi. And the Ran also quotes it here, that Lishna Dinadar Mishuna. Again, another example of Meseches Nedarim having an unusual type of language here, right? The Ran says, Hai Savruah b'maskana namikoi. It holds up even l'maskana. Okay, weiter. Tanya, on the top of the next Amud, Chulin ha-chulin ke-chulin. If somebody says, Chulin, the Chulin, like Chulin, Bein sha-ochelecha. So Chulin that I eat from you, that's for sure mutter. Chulin what I eat from you. Here's the Chiddush. Bein sha-lo-ochelecha. Chulin what I don't eat from you. What does that imply? Karbon what I do eat from you. But that also, mutter. The Brisa says that's also mutter, even though you might have implied otherwise. La chulin, or lo chulin, sha'ocha lecha, it's not chulin what I eat from you, Aser. So that's Aser. So we'll have to see what the Shita is. L'chulin lo ochel l'cha mutter. It is chulin when I don't eat from you. Similar to the first lashon is mutter. So the Gemara says, Reisha mani, Rabbi Meir hi. The first line of the Braisa is clearly Rabbi Meir. The last line, Mechal lava tashomeya hein. Why? Because what did the first line include? The first line included, it is chulin what I don't eat from you. So what does that imply? It is kachim what I do eat from you. That should be aser. Must be Rabbi Meir Shita. That you don't make those implications. You don't say mechala v'tashomeya hein. Eima seifa. But what about the next line? La chulin lo ochelecha. It's not chulin what I don't eat. Right? So mutter, that's mutter. But for hatnan, why is that mutter? Look at the following shita, even according to Rabbi Meir. La karban lo ochelecha. It's a carbon, what I don't eat from you, Rabbi Meir Oser. Rabbi Meir says that is Oser, meaning what's the implication? It's a carbon, what I don't eat from, it's not a carbon, it's la carbon lo ochelecha, it is a carbon, what I do eat from you. So, even Rabbi Meir has some types of implications. The kashalon halesle mechalava tashomea hein. So, what does that mean according to Rabbi Meir? Va'amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, you know what that means? Na'asek ke'omer. When a person says, l'karpen lo'ochelecha, how do we interpret it? As follows. As if somebody says, l'karpen yehei. L'karpen lo'ochelecha, put a comma in between. It should be a karpen. And therefore, I'm not going to eat from you. That's how we interpret his words. L'karpen yehei, l'fichach lo'ochelecha. That's how we interpret the Mishnah later on, and that's how Rabbi Meir says aser there. So ask the Gemara, so why don't you say the same thing in this Braisa? Hachanami, hachi ka'amarle. Why don't you say the same thing in our top Braisa? Lo chulin lehevei, l'fichach lo'ochelecha. Why don't you interpret it that way, and therefore would be aser, even according to Rabbi Meir? So two answers given. Answer number one, Haitana Sava Lakabi Meir Bachadu Paligalay Bachada. This Brisa doesn't say it's Rabbi Meir Shita. It's a Tana who holds like Rabbi Meir's opinion. And he holds like him in one way and not another way. Sava Lakavase Bachada Dilesle Mechalava Tashomeya Hain. The Tana does not believe in implying Lashonos, and therefore, even though you said, it's chulin what I don't eat from you, you don't imply kachim what I do eat from you. And he argues, though, that you don't reinterpret his words like Rabbi Abba did on the Mishnah later on. So it's a different Shita. It's not a Meir Shita. Number one. Number two, Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says, maybe there's a difference in what was said. Was it a Shva or a Patach? Hada Amar lichulin, v'hada Amar lo lichulin, or la chulin. Demashma lo levi chulin ela karban. If somebody says it with a shva lichulin, that means it should be chulin. That's what the Braisa was talking about. But here in the Mishnah later on, it's la chulin, like we interpreted the Mishnah, our Mishnah, and that's why it is a negative. Period. L'maskana, what we paskin is a big discussion in the Rishonim. What do we paskin by Bechal Lava Tashomeya Hein in all these contexts and by Tznai Kafel? There is the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Ishus that you require Mishpatei Atznaim. He seems to paskin like Rabbi Meir. The Rambam says in Perek Vav in Hilchas Ishus, the Eilu Hein Arba Dvarim Shal Kol Tznai. These are the four things that every condition needs. Sheyei Tznai Kafel. Number one, it's got to be the double Lashon. If yes, and if not. Number two, Sheyei Hein Shalok Kodim Lalav. Positive before the negative. Vishyei tznai kodem lamaisa. You need the condition before the action. Meaning you need, if it rains, then I'll marry you. Not, I'll marry you if it rains. And vishyei tznai dover she'ef shalakaimo. It's got to be something possible. Right, it can't be something impossible. On a condition that I get wings and fly like a bird. Right, that's not a good tznai. So that's the Rambam. So the Rambam seems to paskin like mishpatei tznaim, like you need tznai kafel. Other Rishonim argue already on the Rambam. The Ranier quotes, the Ramban and the Rif and others, that you don't need tznai kafel. We don't paskin that way. But if you look in the Rambam elsewhere, he does quote another opinion. The Rambam in Hilchos Zechia Umatana. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel, he quotes there also, you need Tznai Kafel, but then he quotes his Rebbeim. V'rabosai horu, she'ein sarech lechpolas atznai olahaktimein lalav ela b'kidushin v'gitin bilvad. There is some of my Rebbeim, says the Rambam, that you only need Tznai Kafel by marriage and divorce. Gitin v'kidushin. V'ein ledavar zeraya. And I don't know what their raya is, says the Rambam. So the Rambam quotes it, and he thinks it applies across the board, but he does quote that there's a idea that says only by Gittin v'Kiddushin. The Ravid here says, even though they don't have a Raya, I think it makes sense. Let me give a Svara, says the Ravid. Abo b'shein Raya l'davar, zecher l'davar, v'tam gadu l'davar. What's the reason? What's the reason that you would only need it by Kiddushin v'Gerushin? V'zemuskar karko nosno v'omer. He says, by other, let's say I'm selling a property. I'm selling something. So I sell it to you on condition that it rains tomorrow. And I don't double it. So why should you say that's needed there, that you need to double it? I'm saying explicitly, I'm only selling it to you if this occurs. So says the Ravid, it makes a lot of sense that you don't say the thing takes place unless the Tanai is fulfilled. That's why you never need Tanai Kafel. Because Lamaisa, listen to what you said. I, by Gittin v'Kiddushin, says the Ravid, these are such important events. You're not going to start fooling around with it. You're not going to start it unless you're serious about it. And therefore, even if you make a little Tanai, we're going to say you still meant to get married or divorced. Unless you double it. Unless you do Mishpatei Atzinoyim. Because it's such a serious context. Abal Gittin v'Kiddushin. Om din daitohu. Mikivan shenasan daito lagarish. O lakadesh. Ein Atzinoyim ela kemaflik bidvarim. V'kirv adas v'richak adas. Ein tnai moel olarachik ulakarif. Elem kein chizkan bekiflo. U'bechala inyan v'chulu. So what does the Ravid say? Gittin v'Kiddushin is too serious of a context. You don't play around. And therefore, if you said it, then we're going to say you're married or you're divorced unless you double the Tanai. But all other contexts, we don't say that. Where else do we have such a Svara? So, Ben Hashem will have this in a couple of months. All the way at the end of Nedarim. If you look later on Daf Pei Zayin. On Daf Pei Zayin, that is one of the most important Gemaras in Shas for the Sugya of Toch Kedei Dibur. About going back within a few seconds. The Gemara there says that you could be chozer toka de dibor, hamelach hakadosh, and you could always be chozer toka de dibor, except by four contexts: megadef, avodah zara, kiddushin, and gerushin. Why not? If somebody says harayim kodesh is libra kadas moshe v'Yisrael, toshoging. So the Gemara says you're married. You can't go back toka de dibor. Why not? Why can't you go back? So the Ron says there exactly what the Ravid says over here. The Ron says, because people don't joke around by marriage. If you did it, you did it. That's a Gemira's Das, and we assume you're serious. And you can't even go back. That's his Lashon there. He says, Kishadam Ose Osam, he says, Debishar mili delo chamiri kule hai, kshadam osa osan, lo begemar daitu osa, ela daitu sheyachol achzer bo toka de dibur, abol hani kiven de chamiri kule hai, ein adam osa osam ela baskama gemura. That's top 10 Ron, right there, Pei Zayin. Ubi shum hachi, chazar afilo toka de dibur lo mahani. That's the Ron, Pei Zayin Amun Aleph, later on here in Nedarim. So that is the Ron, put that with the Ravid here. Just leave you with another question and then we'll finish up over here. The question that is asked on this day, though, of the Rambam's Rebbe's or the Ravid is, well, what's the whole source of Tanoim? B'nei Gana B'nei Ruvain. Isn't that Dinei Mamonis? That's not Kiddushin and Gerushin. So how can the whole source of Tanoim be B'nei Gana B'nei Ruvain? And you're going to limit it to cases of Kiddushin v'Gerushin. So, we've dealt with that question in the past. I'm not going to get back into that right now. But you have to go down the lines of B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven wasn't just a case of Mamonis. There is some level of Isser there. We're married to Eretz Yisrael, you could suggest. Kicha, kicha, miste Ephron. There's a comparison between marriage and buying a piece of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that is not for now. Let's finish up, though. Says the Gemara, two dots. Let's start the next question. Boy Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following interesting question. Hare alai ki besar zivchei shlamim la'achar zrikas damim. We know that a carbon shlamim is kashei kalim, and there is a heter to eat shlamim after zrikas adam. Before zrikas adam, then the fats have to be burned on the mizbeach, and the meat is aser. But once there's zrikas adam, so by a shlamim, part of the shlamim goes to the kohen, the chazay and the shok go to the kohen, and the rest of the meat is mutter to the bialim. What happens if a person says, this should be like the meat of a shlamim after zrikas adam? So what does the person mean? Lamaisa, that meat is mutter. But at root, it was a karban. Mahu, I de ka'amar, bahadein lishna, behatera ka matvis? So the Gemara says, 1 minute, if you use that lashon, You're being mafis b'davar hamutter. Nothing to talk about. No. Ella, let's clarify. Kegon demachis basar zivche shlamim umachis etera gabe. There is a piece of the shlamim, and there's another piece of meat right next to it. The amar zekazeh. This should be like this. So what does he mean? My biikaro kamatvis o behetera kamatvis. Do you go by the root of how this started out? This is a carbon shlamim. Or do I say no? Lamaisa, right now it is mutter, and therefore it is not usser. Says again, Reb Chaim in the Grach Halashas, this is not an issue of an umdana. This is not a question of what does the person mean. Even if we know what the person means, it's a lashon issue. Says Reb Chaim in Kufta Diches, Eina chakira bedas ha'adam eichu daito, I hitvis iser hakodem o bedahashta, Ela hasheela I matvis beikar adavar, Shehu sibas ha'iser, Hainu b'chalos ha'kedusha, Lahem, O b'isurim ha'nimsa'im ba'wachshav. That's the shayla, that's the root shayla here. Not about what he means, but again, the language issue. Nedarim is not only an issue about what people meant, but it's about how do we understand the words that were said. That is what creates the neder. Also, you have to have piva libo shaman, but the neder has to be subject to the rules of the words itself, and therefore we have to know exactly what those words mean, even if the language, we know what he meant, the language has to be clear. Okay, we're going to stop there. Just wanted to fit in one more point. Once we're talking about in the lichulins, lachulins, there is, you might say, what does this have to do with me? So there's a tour. The tour in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah. The tour says, the tour quotes the Maharami Rutenberg, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this discussion, but it's the tour. The Maharami Rutenberg says, when you say Zachreinu L'chaim, you have to make sure to say Zachreinu L'chaim, not L'chaim, because that might mean something that you don't want it to mean. Zachreinu L'chaim b'shva v'lo L'chaim b'patach, ki L'chaim lo mashma, L'chaim mashma lo chayim, ki de'isa b'nedarim, L'chulin kamo L'chulin. Where is this Mishnah mentioned in Tur Arachayim? That's today's trivia question. Right here, in Ilchos Rosh Hashanah, says the Bach right here, quoting Rav Avron of Prague and the Marshal, why is this the only time when we're machpid on this? There are so many other times that we say these types of words throughout the year, and only here the Torah quotes, the Maharami Rutenberg, be careful about it. So you know what the Bach says? We don't play around during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Right, we don't want to mess around. During this time of year, you know, we have to be very careful. Why doesn't he say it in Hilchas Hashkivenu? He says, Ela Yire Ha'ikar, Shalom Hikmet al Brashan via Makipurim, Sha'anu Tluyim Bedin, Fahasatan Mikatreg, Lomar Pivek Shilo. Ah, look what he asked for. Right? So we want to be very careful there when it comes to that day. Right? We don't want to say lo chayim, and we want to be very careful. Even though me'ikar adin, it should be okay any time of year. Okay? We'll stop here, and we'll continue.